It's an absolutely beautiful Thursday. We start the morning off and a little cool out there. You're going to have to scrape some fairly thick frost off the windshield, but it's a real nice start to the day. Good morning, Eric Carpenter with you. This is KCVL, KCRK. You know, you listen to the news, and most of us just shake our head and say, what in the world is wrong with this country? It's not the guns that are doing the shooting. Have we reached the stress level? Have we reached too many people playing video games that you know, very realistic games, you shoot them up and then you take a break and you go shoot them up some more? Or do we have people so fed up and frustrated with government and regulations that they've cracked? If basketball comes bouncing in your yard and you shoot the neighbors. The police do a traffic stop on a guy and they put 40 plus bullets in him. You know, let's get real. I don't know the solution, but I'll tell you what, when every day the crazies dominate the news, something's wrong. I talk about crazies dominating the news. We got crazies on the Colville City Council. We got a crazy in the Colville Mayor. We got crazies living in the homeless encampment. You know, we've had a murder. We've had stolen snowmobiles recovered. Now we've had a car stolen from the north side of Colville, ends up down in the homeless shelter. You've got a police chief that you want to make contact or leave him a message. You just get a voicemail that says, don't leave a voicemail because they don't bother to empty their mailboxes. We got crazies right here in River City. I'll tell you what, it was a good idea to get the homeless off the streets of Colville. You know, they've dominated a couple of streets. But what have we done? We've congregated them all together. So we've just got a fenced-off compound where stolen goods go. You want a good deal on something? Maybe you just go down there to the homeless center here in Colville. We congregate them all together. Drug use is rampant down there. From what we've been told, Rural Resources and Alliance won't even go down there to offer social services. What is good? What good is it? The concept was get these people together, get them some services, get them some help so they aren't all messed up. But we aren't doing that. All we did is corral them around, and then we wonder why stolen goods and murders and stuff take place. You know, it's no excuse when the mayor just points his finger and says, oh, it's Jay Inslee's fault. No, it isn't. This is our community, and if it means ignoring some of the Washington State rules, ignore them and get these people help. We want a good community here. We don't need to be like the jerks in Seattle. We don't need to have a Camp Hope like on Department of Transportation land in Spokane. And no, we don't need $5 million going to Catholic charities to put housing and services together for these people. Okay. Enough of that. We're going to talk more craziness. Behavioral health facilities in Chihuahua coming up.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest, and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Caldwell.
All right, the intensive behavioral health facility project in Chihuahua, down at Quail Hollow, right across the street from the high school, junior high. Hot topic in Chihuahua. May or may not think so, but the rest of the community does. A lot of concerns raised by Chihuahua citizens. Well, there was a recent meeting, local leaders and district representatives, even Shelley Short was on hand, discussed this project. Here's some of the information when we talked with our state senator, Shelley Short. By the way, the mayor, he just doesn't want to talk about it. He says he wrote a letter, and that's all he's going to say.
We did have a very big meeting with all of the key agencies involved when the mayor started expressing concern and frustration about where we go from here. I said, well, let's get a meeting, you know, put together in Olympia while we're here during session, which was no small task, but we got it done. And Representative Maycumber and I hosted the meeting, and we had key local officials from the sheriff's office, David Nielsen, Commissioner McCarr, Mayor McGunn, and to really talk about this. And we had the director of the healthcare authority, key folks from commerce, DSHS, Department of Health. You know, Department of Health is going to have the licensing. And part of it is just to tell the story that where they're wanting to go as a really, quote unquote, a safe facility in a local rural community is not a good fit. And the challenges of services from mental health services, emergency medicine to law enforcement, and just public health and safety. And so it was a good meeting. At least the healthcare director indicated she wants this to work for the community and that it needs to be changed or right-sized, as she would call it. I don't know what that means. Our challenge from here or our work, first of all, we submitted probably more than about 2.5 dozen questions, really wanting to know more about how they even chose Chihuahua, and then where do we go from here? You know, what does the licensing process look like? Is this going to be rigorous, or is this just going to be a rubber stamp because this is the governor's signature program to get people out of Eastern and Western State Hospital? And so our job now is to make sure that they do that, that they don't undercut the process or look the other way or ignore Chihuahua in Stevens County, frankly. And so what's going to happen is we've submitted the questions, given them some time to get us the answers. We're doing a follow-up meeting with them that will happen soon after session. And really, I think, quite frankly, we need regular follow-ups with a checklist, if you will, to ensure that the state does, in fact, treat Chihuahua as they should, to treat our residents with respect and the concerns that they have, and really push them to do the right thing and be responsive. I know that that facility, we all understood that was going to be a facility for local needs, which at some point we agreed was necessary. We have people sitting in hospital that don't need to be there. You know, there are challenges. We have homeless people who are languishing. But the state came in and said, hey, we could use this to benefit the state. Really, that's, I think, where the state wants to go, because they're on the hot seat for making sure that there's room in Eastern and Western State Hospital. And so we just want to make sure that Chihuahua doesn't get impacted from that. And so where we're going, I think we've made headway. Our challenge is going to be keeping it honest from the standpoint of how the state moves forward and how they address Chihuahua's and really the greater county's concern.
Okay. And like a lot of political mumbo jumble to me, the project's intended to add 2 new 16-bed facilities. One is for dementia. But the other one is for people with intensive behavioral health issues. Lisa Brown, her Department of Commerce, is the one funding this. And what they want to do is relocate patients from Eastern and Western State Hospital that can no longer benefit from their services, ones that have had issues at Eastern or Western. We're going to hear some more from Shelley Short tomorrow. She'll answer questions about maybe other future projects of this nature in our area. But there's only one way to deal with this, and that's kind of how a group of people are doing, and that is going to be citizen outrage, and your outrage needs directed at your city administrator and your city mayor in Chihuahua. Yes, the state is giving this group that wants to build it a lot of money. They are seeing an opportunity, no doubt, to make some good bucks off the state. And a facility like this does not belong right across the street from the Chihuahua School. All right, we haven't heard the last of that. Another topic we talk a lot about coming right up, we're going to talk guns.
For top-notch customer service and unmatched choices in insurance products, you can depend on the folks at Guide Insurance Services in Colville. For home and auto, farm, life, health, personal and business insurance policies, call for a free quote and take advantage of rates, benefits, and services designed to give you more for your money. Call Guide Insurance Services today at 684-5850 or stop in at the Town Center Building, 298 South Main, Suite 101.
That Sunday can't come soon enough. You know, most of the time I'm just out doing some yard work and that on Sunday. I might go out and have a big celebration this Sunday because it's the end of the legislative session. They can't do any more harm legislatively so long as they adjourn on Sunday. But all eyes are on the House bill, 1240, banning the sale, the manufacture of assault weapons. We talked with Dave Workman about this bill, likely going to get signed today.
There has been a three-part series of free health lectures happening on Monday nights at the
Coggin Brothers Lumber specializes in forest improvements and thinning.
This upcoming Monday, April 24th, will be the final installment of this lecture series. There will be a free plant-based cooking class with demonstrations and taste testing of a delicious and healthy breakfast, dinner, and dessert. You'll learn about healthy substitutions for your own favorite recipes and get a free plant-based cook booklet and more. That's next Monday at the American Legion Hall upper level at the corner of 6th and Main. Don't miss it.
Oh, man, what happened there? We're still going to talk about guns. I don't care if the computer wants to cooperate. Maybe the people at Google have taken control of the computer. We're going to talk about this bill, 1240, coming right up.
For top-notch customer service and unmatched choices in insurance products, you can depend on the folks at Guide Insurance Services in Colville. For home and auto, farm, life, health, personal and business insurance policies, call for a free quote and take advantage of rates, benefits, and services designed to give you more for your money. Call Guide Insurance Services today at 684-5850 or stop in at the Town Center Building, 298 South Main, Suite 101.
It was passed again by the Senate, accepting kind of the request from the House to remove the amendments. They changed the amendments in the Senate. It went back to the House. Now we're waiting to see whether the House okays the new and improved Senate version. The whole thing seems to be driven apparently by a request or a desire by Governor Inslee to be able to sign this legislation on the 20th, which is the anniversary of the Columbine High School shooting outside of Denver. It was back right at the end of the 90s for the symbolism part of it. I know that Inslee desperately wants to sign this bill to say, hey, look at me, I banned weapons of war in Washington State, which that's nonsense, but that's what he's going to be driving for. There are a lot of eyeballs on Washington State for any number of reasons where this ban is concerned. If it passes, and it will, and if it's signed into law, which it will be, and then the next step would be to see what lawsuits are filed. There are a lot of people watching this primarily because it could spread to other states. Washington would hardly be the first state in the union to try to ban these things. I think there's about 8 or 9 other states that already have bans. In a few of those states, the bans are already being challenged in federal court. You know, we're plowing some really new legal ground here as far as the Second Amendment is concerned. It all started back with the Heller ruling back in 2008. Then it advanced to the McDonald ruling in 2010, which was a Second Amendment Foundation case. And that ruling incorporated the Second Amendment to the states via the 14th Amendment. Now, here we are 12 years later with last year's Bruin ruling, and that brings us another step, which Bruin said, hey, it is constitutional for somebody to carry a firearm outside of his place of residence for his personal protection. And it did away with this two-step appeals process. So a lot of the courts are really having to wrestle with this because what they've been doing so far, now they got to do it a whole different way. And I think maybe the next 12 to 18 months are going to see some real fireworks over firearms rights.
All right, Dave Workman there. 9 other states have passed kind of similar laws. The Washington bill, this measure would cover more than 50 types of guns, the AR, the AK-style rifles. It bans future sale, distribution, manufacture, importation of firearms. Also, this bill would go into effect immediately once the governor signs it. It's almost guaranteed it's going to end up in court.
There has been a 3-part series of free health lectures happening on Monday nights at the Colville American Legion Hall at the corner of 6th and Main from 5:30 to 7. This upcoming Monday, April 24th, will be the final installment of this lecture series. There will be a free plant-based cooking class with demonstrations and taste testing of a delicious and healthy breakfast, dinner, and dessert. You'll learn about healthy substitutions for your own favorite recipes and get a free plant-based cookbooklet and more. That's next Monday at the American Legion Hall upper level at the corner of 6th and Main. Don't miss it.
All right. They had a hearing and meeting yesterday morning, Seattle City Council. One council member warned of the sticker shock surrounding the proposed property tax increase to raise money for housing. The $970 million levy. A council member says many of my constituents remain concerned about the sticker shock of this proposal to more than triple the current levy. The mayor wants to build 3,100 homes. 3,100 homes going to cost $970 million. And they had that morning hearing, and then they had a public hearing and meeting last night. In addition to the $970 million Seattle City level levy, King County is asking for an additional $1.2 billion in taxes for the crisis care levy. And that also singles out, it's people that own houses would pay on their property taxes. Not a lot of ballots have come back in yet, and ballot count at the election is actually next Tuesday. So they are concerned that a lot of people aren't voting, which means they really aren't, you know. Of course, if nobody votes, I don't know. You know, I guess they just don't care if their taxes are going to just skyrocket. A grand jury returning an indictment charging Hanford site subcontractor BNL Technical Services and its owner. They're out of Nashville, Tennessee. 11 counts of fraudulently obtaining more than $1.4 million in COVID relief funding. So much for cleaning up the Hanford site. They diverted the $1.4 million into their family trusts and paying off family bills back in Tennessee. They provided contract labor service to the Hanford site prime contractors. Problem is, during COVID, they just put everybody on, they just stayed at home. Also, still was billing the prime contractors for the pay for these people. They apparently, most all of the fraudulently obtained CARES Act funding went to the owner, a family trust, paying off personal debts and personal accounts for himself and his wife. $1.3 million in the funds were also then, they sought relief in not having to repay that $1.3 of the $1.4 million.
Vaughan Brothers Lumber, a leader in the forest products industry, is now offering a free forest health checkup. If you have 10 or more acres of timberland, Vaughan Brothers Lumber can help you determine if your family's forest is healthy and fire resilient. Schedule your free forest evaluation today by calling Vaughan Brothers Lumber at 684-5071. Vaughan Brothers Lumber, adding value to the forest for people, products, and the environment.
The Colville girls, the softball team, lost both games of their doubleheader yesterday against Riverside. We had those games on KCVL. In the opening game, it was Riverside 18, Colville 8 in five innings. Riverside 18 runs on 17 hits, Colville 8 runs on 13 hits. Isabel Cleveland, the losing pitcher for Colville. In the second game, shortened by darkness, it also went to Riverside 14-10. 10 runs, 12 hits for Colville. Riverside, 14 runs on 12 hits. Mandy Sumner, the losing pitcher in the second game. So, tough outing there for Colville in softball yesterday. They got... ended up losing both games of the doubleheader. Eric Lauer allowed just four hits over 7 2/3 innings as the Milwaukee Brewers completed a three-game sweep with a 5-3 victory over the Mariners. Julio Rodriguez clubbed a two-run homer against Lauer in the third, but... that was just about all the offense Seattle could muster against the lefty. Didn't give up another hit until the eighth inning. Starter Marco Gonzalez had a strong outing, 9 strikeouts, 4 hits allowed over 6 innings, his first start since April 8th. Mariners held the lead most of the game, and then late in the game, well, the Brewers ended up bases loaded, and then they got one run in, and they got another run in, and another run in. Good day for the Mariners to take the day off, regroup for the day. After losing three straight, the Mariners are back in action tomorrow. It'll be a night game, 6 o'clock pregame. The Mariners take on the St. Louis Cardinals. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by Floner Electric, 423 West 1st in Colville. Floner, they offer a full range of services for residential and commercial, remodels or new construction. Also, Floner has electrical materials for sale to the general public. Call Floner Electric, 509-684-8353. Increasing clouds by this afternoon, 52 for a high. Rain overnight here in the valley, a low of 34 degrees. Little rain on Friday, cloudy by Friday night. Showers on Saturday, a high of 55. 56 the high with rain on Sunday, rain on Monday, 56 the high. Sunshine on Tuesday and Wednesday will be up into the 60s. Tuesday, a high of 63, 67 on Wednesday. Floner Electric, your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs, serving the Tri-County area since 1992. Call 509-684-8353. Floner Electric. 36 degrees. Here this Thursday morning, I'm Eric Carpenter. Thanks for joining us here on the radio. This is KCVL, KCRK.